Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network, talking now with Randy Niver with DeKalb Asgrow. Randy, it's great to catch up with you here at the Farm Progress Show. Talk to us a little bit on the agronomic side to start. I know you cover a lot of territory here in Illinois and over towards Indiana. Talk about some of the highlights you've seen and some of the challenges maybe you've seen with this 2021 growing season so far.
We had a really good start to the year, which was phenomenal because April 7th we were able to get started in a lot of places around here, and that's pretty early for us. Ground was working really good, it was nice and mellow, and then early May we ended up with a nice snow shower that kind of set things back a little bit, slowed things down, and some frost that come in as well. So the crop early on went through a lot to get to where it's at now, but as the year progressed, the yield potential has really gone up quite a bit. So I'm really impressed with how things look with everything that went through this spring. We had a lot of rain, we had a lot of dry, we've had a little bit of everything this year. It's kind of been a Goldilocks type of year, and I've got areas in my area that have gone through too much wet, too much dry, and some just right. So it's been a lot of everything.
Now, I've heard not a lot actually about pest or disease pressure. Have you seen or heard a lot about that here in your area?
Yeah, the one thing that's been standing out this year that we haven't seen much of in the past in corn is a disease called tar spot. It's kind of come in, it's been more to our north, but it's come in our territory now, and in some areas it's heavy enough pressure to where it's going to cause some yield loss. So, you know, being able to pick management styles for the next year is something to think about, because once it's in your field, it's there. So we need to be able to be on top of it and either pick a hybrid that's going to be less susceptible or spray at least at that VT to R1 time frame.
Looking at products for 2022, obviously, you know, we're getting close to harvest. We got to start thinking about next year. What are some products from DeKalb Asgrow that you're really excited about?
And we have a 112 day that's really exciting, 62, 69. DeKalb product is 112 day that it's just really come out of the ground good, and it's got some really good size ears. And it's something that we can put up against our competitor because it's got some nice flex to it. Doesn't have to push the pops, and if they're wanting to have their populations lower, we can plant that one a little bit lower populations as well and really go up against the competitor to knock them on their boots a little bit.
I'm sure producers want to learn more about upcoming products or have any agronomic questions. The easiest way for them is going to be to probably contact their local retailer or contact their local DeKalb Asgrow agronomist, can't they?
Yes, sir. They can do that, and they can also go to asgrowdekalb.com and find who their local agronomist could be or their local sales rep or their local dealer. So they can look that up on asgrowdekalb.com, and they can look at all of our products that are on there and any agronomic topics on there as well. They can search for anything they like to.
Randy, I appreciate the time here at the Farm Progress Show. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.